Hi everyone, my name is Ian, and you're welcome to Music with Ian.
So get in the music
What's up, my people? It's Ian here, and you're welcome to another fantastic episode of In the Music with Ian. This is the second episode, and it feels like it's the fifth or sixth one because I feel so comfortable with you guys now. Because I know that you actually enjoy this podcast. Because the first episode I dropped, I was scared that are people going to accept this thing like this? Are people going to like it? I was doubting myself. I was so scared to drop it, but man, the love I received was out of this world, man. I never knew people loved me like this, man. People messaged me saying they loved the podcast and the podcast was so nice. People I didn't even know from anywhere. My Twitter was buzzing, my Snap was buzzing, my WhatsApp was buzzing. Big love to everyone, man. Like, I'm very, very grateful. Like, I promise you guys, I'm not going to disappoint. Every episode is going to be a banger. So welcome to the official first episode, because in this episode now we're actually going to start the real work. The first one was just an introductory episode. I didn't really say anything on it, but this one I'm going to start work for you guys. So I want to say big thank you, big shout out to you guys, big love to everyone. So yeah, my last episode I said something about EDM, and bare people messaged me asking me, oh, what's EDM about? And I feel a lot of you don't know what it's about, and some of you wanted to message me but there was no way you could do it, so I'm gonna talk about it a little on this podcast. So EDM is basically, full meaning of EDM is electro dance music. It's basically all these music that they play in clubs, that they play in American clubs, because people are always complaining that they just play beats in American clubs. Well, that's EDM, that's electro dance music. It's just club music, just beats. Artists that do EDM, Avicii used to do EDM before he died, God rest his soul. David Guetta does EDM, DJ Snake does EDM. The Chainsmokers, they do EDM. So if you know these artists, if you've listened to them before, then you should have an idea of what EDM is, so that next time you hear EDM, you'll be able to identify it properly. So before we get into the podcast proper, I want to give you guys my upcoming artist of the week. So my upcoming artist of the week definitely has to be Bayani. He came into the spotlight last week. Yes, signed to Mavius Records. And you see the promo video that they did for him is the craziest. I've never seen anything as wonderful as this promo video. Like, it's going to captivate you. It's going to make you want to know, oh, who is this Bayani boy? What kind of music does he do? Like, that's the whole essence of a promo video. Like, it was funny also. He had Sabinus, he had Brain Jota in it. It was really, really nice. It was everywhere. So you guys should go to Mavin's IG and go and check it out, because the promotional video for this guy, it was too crazy. So Bayani does Afrobeats, normal Afrobeats. I think he's still trying to find his sound. I don't know. Because he wasn't sounding like, oh, he owns his sound yet. And I mean, it's very calm for an upcoming artist to be like that. It's very, very calm. He's new, so it's allowed. My favorite song off that EP has to be Family, because I think I heard about the Family like 2021. Because he's been in this music business making freestyles. Exactly how Rema was making freestyles that year in cars. This is how Bayani was doing freestyles too, but Bayani wasn't doing his in cars. Like 2021, that was when he started doing freestyles proper. And I think that's how Don Jazzy saw him. Don Jazzy messaged him. That's how he gets all his artists. He sends messages to all of them. But before he sends messages to all of them, obviously he'll go through their Instagram page, see their work, see everything they do. And this is one reason why it's very important for upcoming artists, content creators, different type of people, to be putting up their shit on their Instagram pages, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, anywhere, just put it up, man. Anybody can see it. Forget that, oh, posting too much is not cool. Only dead guys post too much on their IG, blah, blah, blah. Bro, you posting too much on your IG is your hustle because you're trying to get noticed. If Rema, if Bayani, if all these guys that blew up, if Me Okun did not, if all these artists did not do all these things, all these big time executives would not have seen them. All them David, all them Don Jazzy, they would not have seen them. Me Okun started from Twitter too. He did a cover to one of Davido's songs, and Davido saw it, liked it, called him, signed him. Otom, Bayani too, Rema too, Don Jazzy, Ira Star too. He basically, all these guys, he basically just sent them. My favorite song is Family, but the song that's blowing up more is Body. I mean, Nigerians like songs that they can dance to, so I'm not even shocked that Body is blowing up. And I kind of like Bayani. Like, I mean, he gives off this good vibe. Like, he can dance. And usually, artists that can dance and can sing too, like, they're always very, very good. And Bayani, see, he's very, very good. So you guys should check out Bayani. I'm going to add Family and Body to the playlist that I'm going to make you guys. So you guys should watch out for the two songs. The main discourse of this episode of this podcast is going to be on Benson, FKA Buju. So people keep on asking, what does that FKA mean? What does FKA mean? Why did he change his name? Why did he change his name? FKA means formerly known as... So his name is Benson, formerly known as Buju. Second question, why did he change his name? There's already an artist called Buju Banton. And in the future, it could cause huge problem for Buju. He could lose a lot of money. I mean, they can't really sue him for the name, but sometimes all these streaming platforms, they can mix up your names. You have to go through a long process to get your money back, long court processes, all these unnecessary things. So it's best, so prevention is better than cure, basically. That's what happened in this situation. So he switched up his name a bit. I mean, he still goes as Buju. If you call him Buju, he will answer you. If you call him Benson, he will answer you. But just for the sake of his money, and it's a very, very good team. Shout out to his team, for real, for coming up with that idea. In terms of his money, man, I mean, that's his work. So it wouldn't be nice if someone out of nowhere would just come and say, okay, you stole my name, Buju, so I'm going to collect your money. You guys get. So he had to be very careful of that. Yeah, he dropped his project Bad Since 97 last week. And man, ha! Omo, hey, this new Buju de Para, like, it's crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. This is the best EP I've heard in a long time. Best EP I've heard in a long time. I mean, from the production to the lyrics especially, Omo, Buju is clear. Like, I don't want to hear anybody talk about Pain Game again. Like, nobody should talk about Pain Game. Don't say, no artist should come out and say, oh, I have a better Pain Game than so person. Bro, Buju is up there. I said it some time ago on my Snap that when Buju drops this project, that this project is going to put him up there. And oh, it did exactly that. Like, it's way too mad, way too crazy. The project has 7 songs. There's Bad Since 97, there's Bad Man Wicked, there's Many Ways, there's Kenkele, there's In My Mind, there's Modupe, there's Lose Emotions. The crazy thing about this EP are the features. Buju featured Wizkid, he featured Wadeko, he featured Olamide. Oh, those three are OGs in this industry, man. Like, they're the big guns. They are the ones that put Afrobeat on the map, and he featured 3 of them on this project. And usually people say that, oh, once you feature big artists, the songs will flop, blah, blah, blah. Omo, songs did not flop, oh. Like, they were crazy as hell, like, way too crazy. And the crazy thing about Modupe is that Olamide said he's going to stop doing slow songs, that he's not doing slow songs again, that he's focusing on hardcore rap right now. He said it, that he's not going to do slow features again. But Omo, based on that, is Buju, to show you guys the kind of street cred Buju has right now, for Olamide to go against his principles and say, because it's you, I'll do it for you. And about music again, like, his hustle again, he compromised his hustle. He compromised his decision just for Buju. And man, the song is crazy. Bado tried on that song, man. Modupe is crazy, like. And the funny thing about this EP is that picking a favorite song is hard. Come on. There are just seven songs on this EP, so it's going to be easy to pick a favorite song now. That's what everyone would think. But one more. Ha. God. It's way too hard. Bad Since 97 and Bad Man Wicked, especially the lyrics on that song. Just put your ears. If you're trying to enjoy Buju's song, just listen, man. Because singing his lyrics, like me, I learn lyrics fast. Like, I can learn lyrics fast. Like, even if it's rap, Eminem, anybody, bring your shit. I can learn your lyrics fast. But Buju dropped this EP last week. I don't know the full lyrics to any of the EP. And the EP is basically all I listen to show you how. To show you how complete, not complicated, but like, you understand what I'm trying to say. To show you how the EP is, like, it's so crazy. But I think if they put a gun to my head and tell me to pick my favorite, it definitely has to be In My Mind. Because, yo, he dropped it a week before the project. He dropped it through Color Studio. I mean, I didn't really like it like that, to be fair. I thought it was made, but yo, I heard it on the EP. Me, I don't look up lyrics, so I don't go to Apple Music, I don't go to Spotify, I don't go to Shazam. I mean, what's that one for lyrics? I don't go to them to listen to lyrics. No, I do not. Under 2 days, if I listen to your song well, I'll know your lyrics. But for Buju, I went to all these apps. I was reading the lyrics just so I could know the lyrics, like proper, to show you how crazy this EP was. Then he had, I don't know whether to call it a show, I don't know whether to call it a listening party, but he sure had, okay, let's say a listening party / concert. He sure had one at Hard Rock Cafe last week, Friday. I attended. To be very honest, the venue was very small. Benson knows his crowd, and registration was even free, so the venue being small was not making sense to me. Maybe he was underestimating his fans or something, but the turnout was crazy. People were squeezing themselves. If you've been to Hard Rock Cafe, you know how small, I was about to say big, but that place is small. You know how small Hard Rock Cafe is now. That was where they did it. That's the only thing I didn't like about the concert, because it was way too tight. Why are we squeezing ourselves in a venue? That's not nice. But apart from that, although he came on late, yeah, he came on very late. I mean, it's normal for artists now to come on very late. But I mean, there's nothing we can do, to be honest, except call them out. Well, if you call them out, they still don't listen. I mean, we have to get used to it. So yeah, he came out late. There were a bunch of upcoming artists that performed before. And it was basically like industry nights with a headliner. That's basically how it was. A lot of upcoming artists performed. There was this babe that performed. I've forgotten her name. Yeah, Uguchi. I've never heard her song before in my life. I've never heard her song. Like, I don't even know who she is. But from her performance, like, I went to look her up. I went to start listening to her songs. I'll talk about her one day on this podcast. I went to start listening to her songs, and they're actually nice. She gives off this Omar Umi and YG vibe, and I really, really like it. Like, not that it's a bad thing, but like, everyone is trying to form this sexy bad bitch type of people. Yo, hers is just pure, not pure Igbo, but she gives, like, that Igbo vibe resonates more than the sexy Beyonce vibe, and I really, really like that. Like, that's how I feel. That's how they should be now. Like, just give all this African vibe. You're African now. Just show all this African vibe. And the fit, her fit was even crazy. It was bust my head. The person that made that fit, I don't know, but whoever you are, if you end up listening to this episode, you finish work, can't lie. I loved her vibe, so I went to listen to her music, and her music is good. I'll put you guys on very soon. Then there was another guy, Bad Boy Mills. I've never heard of this guy in my life. I don't even know who he is. Like, but I heard his song, I fell in love immediately. I went with my cousins. He loves music as much as I do. And he's an upcoming artist too. So this underground music scene, he really knows it very well. So he knew Bad Boy Miles. No, his name is not Bad Boy Miles. His name is Da Boy Miles. T-H-A Boy then Miles. I remember when my cousin was telling me, I kept on looking, because I thought he said Bad Boy Miles, because I asked him who that was. He said Bad Boy Miles. He said Da Boy Miles. I thought he said Bad Boy Miles. So I kept on looking for Bad Boy Miles. I didn't even see. And I mean, you can't use Shazam for a live performance. It's going to be very hard to find the song. So I did my best, I found him later, listened to his music. He has his latest song is this song with Skibby, and the song is nice. I'll put you guys on to him too. Yeah. So apart from Buju shutting down, I love the fact that he put other artists on. He made it like industry night. It was hosted by Urban Live Sessions, and apparently what they do is basically like industry night. So I think I'll be going for more of their concerts now, because it's actually very nice. It's very intimate. You get to know the upcoming artists very well. And for you people's sake, so you guys can know like your upcoming artists very well, I think I'll be attending now. I'll be going for it more often. Back to Bad Since 97, Buju's performance was crazy, man. Ah, Jesus is Lord. Like, for someone like Buju this is his second headline show. His first headline show was for Sorry I'm Late. I can't really have a say, but I mean, people weren't really talking about it, so it means that the performance was not really all that. But you see this Bad Since 97, the performance here, Buju finished work, man. I mean, most artists, they know they have good songs, but they don't know how to perform. Some have not bad songs, but they don't have good songs and they know how to perform. Buju has finally unlocked that ability. Good performance, good song. So Buju is up there right now. Like, for me, I love Buju right now. Like, the feature with Wizkid, many ways, man. For you to be confirmed by Eleni or Wizzy twice on your Wizzy's album and Wizzy is on your EP. Like, I want to give you guys a challenge. Name five artists. Like, you can do this in your head right now. Name five artists that you know that ever since Wizkid dropped Made in Lagos, he has been on their projects. Just give me five. Just give me five Nigerian artists that you know. I can just say DJ Toons and me. Like, right now, what I can think of is just DJ Toons and Budge. And I mean, these guys are OGs in the game. They are ogas in the game already. And for Buju is getting up there. For someone like Lizzy to say, "Yo, I fuck with your music so hard that yo, I'm going to give you a verse." It's crazy. Like, man, big up to Buju, man. This EP is busting my head. Like, it's crazy. And what I really like is the cover art. It's simple, but still very creative. Way too creative. So you guys should go stream the project Bad Since 97 by Benson, formerly known as Buju. Very crazy project, man. Big ups to Buju. I mean, now I'll start calling him Big Buju, because that's what Big Wiz calls him. Big Wiz calls him Big Buju. So I think everybody should start calling him Big Buju right now, from now on. Now it's time for the random fact. This random fact goes as far as 2018. Did you guys know that Rema and Alpha P, they had a group before? Like, they were a boy band before, like two-man group, Rema and Alpha P, and the name of the group was called RNA. Name literally stands for Rema and Alpha P. They have this, I think, yeah, they were mainly on SoundCloud. They were mainly SoundCloud artists, but they have one mainstream song. It's called Starboy. Like, it's really nice. Me personally, I like it, and I heard it before Rema came into the limelight. I was wondering, who is this second guy? I mean, I didn't know it was Alpha Pio, but I heard the song in 2018 2019. Rema was already popping by then, so I heard the song. I was like, yo, this is crazy. I only knew Rema was on it, but then later I didn't used to listen to Alpha P like that. Then I started listening to Alpha P. Then I analyzed it. Wait, this voice sounds very familiar, like way too familiar. Then I went to listen to Starboy again. Then I saw, yo. So it was actually Alpha P that was on this thing. Like, it's really, really nice. The song is nice. And I mean, like, right now, if you listen to it, if you listen to the voices, you know that, oh, like, this is Rema and this is Alpha P. Definitely. Like, there's no way you would know. Their sound did not change, and I'm really thankful that their sound did not change. Like, it's really, really nice. Yes, and the cover art is a picture of both of them, and you guys know that both of them have dreads. And basically, that cover art, they looked like twins. So if you never knew Rema or Alpha P, the first thing that comes to your mind is, these guys are the new school P Square, like, that, that they are like them DNA. You think that, that these guys are twins, or they're not twins, they looked so much alike. Yeah, I'm going to add the Starboy to the, I'm going to add it to the playlist so you guys can listen to it. And I mean, it's nice too. I like it, so you guys should definitely like it. Yeah, so Rema dropped the remix to Calm Down recently with Selena Gomez. I think it dropped last week Friday, last week Thursday, not really sure, but it dropped last week, Sha. And at first, I thought, yo, this is literally not needed, because Calm Down is literally my favorite Rema song that came out this year. Like, it was literally my favorite song. So in my mind, I was already saying, yo, to be honest, this was not needed. She may have spoiled the song. Because songs like that, when you make remixes, it's very risky, because the song may be way too good already. Then you now go and do a remix and the song will now be bad. Then you now give the song bad street cred, that type of pee. But I won't even lie, it was an international collaboration. It was somehow needed, to be honest. I don't think, it was somehow needed. And I actually liked it, to be honest. It was really nice. I mean, on my first listen, I didn't really like it. That's how most songs are on your first listen. There's no, it's very hard to like a song on your first listen, except you like really, really love the artist. Although I really, really love Rema. Like, I'm a huge Rema fan. Shout out to Rema. But still, first listen, I didn't really like it. Second listen, I was getting there. Third listen, I fell in love with it. Selena Gomez, her voice, like, man. Her voice on that track was just crazy. And especially that part where she was going, yo, it's sick. Like, way too sick. I loved it. And I don't know. I want to say I'm proud of Rema. Yeah, I'm very, 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 very proud of Rema. Because I've been listening to Rema since 2016. I remember very well. I had this friend. Her name was Jada. We don't talk again. I don't know where she is now. She used to post his freestyle. Like, when he drops a freestyle, she'll put... No, when she drops a song, she'll post it. He was a SoundCloud boy, but that year, he used to drop on SoundCloud. She'll post the song. I'll go and give it a listen. I give it a listen one day, and I actually really liked it. Then he dropped a freestyle to Gucci Gang. That song by The Prince, and I forgot the other guys that were on it, but The Prince was on it. That's the major reason how The Prince found him, through that freestyle. That freestyle, I fell in love with it. I remember very well. I wrote the lyrics. I wrote down the lyrics. I posted the lyrics. Then that my friend, she knew him. She sent it to him. He was like, yo, tell him I said thank you. That type of pee. So I've known Rema before he blew. I've sure known him small through that little thing I did. And since then, yo, Rema's sound has evolved. Like, I mean, he always knew what he wanted to do. Rema always knew what he wanted to do, but he was just scared to do it. That's one thing about artists, content creators, different people, Sha. They always have an idea, but they're always scared to execute it because of what people say. They never know if people are going to receive it very well or if people are not going to receive it very well. But Omo, his first EP, Rema EP, the first EP he dropped, there were, I think, 4-5 songs on it. And each song had a different sound. There was no song that had the same sound. That's what artists always do. When they're new and they drop an EP, they mix it with different sounds, see which one people accept more. And it was shocking because they accepted all the sounds, but obviously they will accept the one that has Bedu more. That was Dumebi, obviously. Nigerians, I've said it before, Nigerians, they like music that will make them dance. But they accepted everything. Like, they loved the entire sound. But the only sad thing about that EP was that he didn't, like, show his freestyle side on it. Like, his rap side, his trap side, he didn't show it on it. But luckily, he released a freestyle EP. And that EP was dedicated to just all his freestyles. And I mean, when he dropped the EP, I already knew all the songs, because I could sing Rema's freestyles from beginning to end. I remember that year, me and my guys in class, we'll just start singing one of his freestyles. Like, before Rema blew up, we'll just start singing one of his freestyles. Like, it was so crazy, I mean. So I'm really, really proud of his growth, his evolution, everything. And now, Rema is shutting down shows, man, in countries. In countries that people hardly listen to Afrobeats, Rema is shutting down shows. Rema is creating overflows in venues. He's going over capacity in venues to show you how crazy it is. I really hope he does a concert in December in Nigeria, in Lagos to be particular. I really hope he does that. But Rema's price has go after this album he dropped, his price has skyrocketed. Rema is now on Olu. Rema is a big boy now. I mean, I don't want to talk about his price. I don't really know his price. I won't talk about his price on here. It's disrespectful to talk about artist price on public platforms like this. But you see Rema. You also know that Rema is a big boy. Rema is up there. Rema is up there, and I'm really, really happy for him. He's come a long way. So we've come to the final segment, which is Drop of the Week. Anyone that knows me, you know already that Zino is like, I've been listening to Zino Liski since his freestyle days with Lil Frosh back then. So I've loved Zino Liski for a long time. So anytime Zino drops, just know that, yes, this is going to be his Drop of the Week. So my Drop of the Week definitely has to be Call of Duty by Zino Liski. Dropped last week, Friday, I think. Friday or Thursday, one of those days, Sha dropped last week, Thursday. I mean, first listen, obviously, I didn't really like it. I don't know why. But second listen, I just kept on playing. If you check my recently played, you see Call of Duty as first number one, because, man, that drop was crazy. I mean, other artists dropped too, but you see Zino. Zino, I don't know, I like calling him Adigun. I think, yeah, Adigun is his name. I like calling him Adigun when I talk about him, because I don't know, he makes me feel like, I have a personal relationship to the artist. And if I feel like I have a personal relationship to the artist, I'll enjoy their music more. Because I've literally seen Zino grow from Who Knows. His first song was Who Knows. And it was a freestyle, but the streets loved it. They made him do a song, him and Lil Frosh. From Who Knows, their growth together, Zino and Lil Frosh, has been crazy. Like, I loved it. From Who Knows to like that. And from Who Knows to like that, they've done like, I think, three or more songs in between those two songs. Who Knows was their first. Like, that was the last one that they dropped. And, man, like, that was way too crazy. So, like, their combination is really nice, because, I mean, they grew up together. They were always doing freestyles together. So, it was eminent. So, my drop of the week has to be Call of Duty. Zino Liski, go listen to it. I'll add it to the playlist, definitely. Thank you guys for listening to this episode, for taking your wonderful busy schedule, taking time out of your wonderful busy schedule to listen to this, my podcast. I really love you guys. Well, from here on out, it's peace. Till next week, Wednesday. Big love from Ian. Thank you.